T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hitting the microphone button and seeing nothing popping on. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you very much for being with us. And we obviously have a couple of big stories that are happening. Actually, there are three big stories happening, and two of them are kind of local. Number one is a report by Christopher Lamb that the resignation of Bishop Malone of Buffalo is imminent. We just spoke with Mr. Feluzak about that report. He has arrived at different conclusions than I have. And look, as you guys know, I have been right on predictions. I have been wrong on predictions. I'd like to think I'm more right than I am wrong. Wouldn't we all? If I'd have been right on the Super Bowl, we'd have 4 Super Bowl championship flags at the stadium. But that didn't happen. So I'm fallible just like anyone else. But as I analyze the available data, there's something about this story, and I do not mean to impugn Mr. Lamb's abilities or sources as a journalist whatsoever. But from personal experience in almost 40 years doing this for a living, I will tell you that sometimes it is possible that even ordinarily excellent sources give you the wrong story. And it's not that they intentionally, diabolically mean to give you the wrong story. Sometimes your sources get bad information from their sources. I don't, call me naive, and maybe sometimes I am, but I don't think this story about Bishop Malone resigning imminently is, in fact, a real story. I think it kind of seems, for reasons I've tried to articulate, hopefully successfully, it kind of seems like fake news. Because to me, when somebody resigns amidst a scandal, you do not put the person who is going to be resigning in the middle of a scandal in such a prominent and holy position as performing Mass at the Vatican, where the bishop performed Mass. Secondly, unless something has happened behind the scenes about which I am unaware, there has been nothing earth-shattering. There has been nothing earthquake-like or tectonic that has happened between the time I last spoke with the bishop a few months ago and today. It's not like there's been some huge explosion of controversy or scandal. I was of the sense that things had kind of settled down and that the bishop and the diocese were in the process of making the proper payments and taking care of the victims as best as they can be taken care of. It's almost like this particular story about the bishop's imminent resignation lacked the requisite prelude that you ordinarily would have in a situation like this. For example, it would not have surprised me if we had this report after Father Richard left the diocese. That would make some sense in terms of a timeline. Bishop's closest confidant leaves the diocese, unleashes and unloads on the bishop, and the bishop resigns. But we haven't had that take place in this particular situation. There is also, and I'm sorry to say this, but like anything else in life, there is a public relations aspect. There is, you know, if for want of a better word, there is an optics aspect to it. And the bishop is very close to the mandatory retirement age. And the wheels of justice, the wheels of the tribunals, and the various adjudicators at the Vatican, they do move slowly. And I would doubt that they would move with great rapidity in a situation involving a smallish diocese on the other side of the earth. In other words, whatever investigation or summary of DiMarzio's visit is going to be considered, although it might be a top priority here in Western New York, I can't see it being a top priority at the Vatican. And there are also some people I know who are pretty well connected to the situation, and these individuals have told me that I would do well to follow my gut on this particular situation. So without, I'm not calling Christopher Lamb an incompetent journalist. I'm not saying Christopher Lamb has an agenda. I'm not saying that Christopher Lamb isn't very good at what he does. He's excellent at what he does. But at the same time, and it's happened to me, sources sometimes can be wrong. And I suspect, but I can't prove, that this might be one of those instances. And my common sense radar went off when I heard about the bishop celebrating Mass at the Vatican. And it just seemed to not logically follow that a bishop who would be resigning amidst scandal in a diocese would be accorded or afforded that kind of honor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I could very well be wrong. Then again, I could very well be right. And I'm not convinced, you'll excuse me if I take a sip of water, the dry air does this to the vocal cords. I wish I could tell you it was a nice Cuban cigar, but it's just the dry air. But I would like your thoughts on this particular story. Do you believe that the bishop is imminently going to resign? And do you believe in the long run and in the short term it would be of benefit to the Diocese of Buffalo? Because as a non-Catholic, I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, well, a lot of things, but a new bishop coming into this area from the outside might still have to face the slings and arrows of the errors of his predecessors, may still be held accountable for what happened in the past and is still going to be taken to task if it is thought that the process of healing, the process of compensating, is moving along too slowly. So at the end of the day, I don't know, and you might be able to enlighten me, I don't know that a new bishop is going to solve and balm the problems that the diocese in Buffalo is facing. Now, you've also got Bishop DiMarzio, who was sent to Buffalo to investigate what's going on within the Diocese of Buffalo, and he himself has been accused of sexual relations with a minor. I would caution you. I mean, that's one of the worst things that anybody can allege against you. And there has been no conviction. As far as I know, there has been no indictment. There has been no criminal prosecution. As far as I know, there has been no proof offered. It has been reported by a blogger with some information, but his name is Rocco Palma, by the way. So it may be a true story. It may not be a true story. I honestly don't know. I do not know. And then, of course, we've got the impeachment inquiry show that is taking place in Washington, D.C. So I'm kind of curious which story you are paying the most attention to today. What is the most relevant story to you? Is it what is going on in Buffalo with the story, the allegation, the rumor that the bishop is going to resign? Or is it what is going on in Washington with the impeachment inquiry? And I'm not trying to rip off Rush Limbaugh, okay? But it kind of lost me as far as interest after the opening duel, if you will, between Adam Schiff and Nunes. I thought that that was the groundwork for what everything else that is going to be playing out over the next, you know, period of eternity as far as the situation with whether Donald Trump is going to be impeached and whether he is going to be convicted in the Senate. You know, we did a WBEN web poll, and we asked you guys, how will you be following the public impeachment hearings? And one choice was I'll watch or listen. The other choice was I'll read updates and summaries. And the next choice, by far, is the biggest vote getter in the poll. And that is, I don't plan to follow them. Most people, last time I checked, when I voted, 67%, I believe, was the number of people who said that they do not plan to follow the impeachment hearings in Washington. So how closely are you going to do so? That is the question. Let's take a quick peek at the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, which is 3930. What if it is part of a parting gift? I'd like to perform mass at the Vatican before I resign. You know, I've thought about that, and I know it came up with Mr. Faluzek. I don't see that as a high probability event because, again, forgive me for repeating myself, but I do it a lot in my private life. It drives people crazy. But forgive me for repeating myself, but if somebody is going to resign amidst a scandal, it seems to me that as quietly as possible and with as little fanfare as possible, that person is edged out the door. And if somebody was going to imminently resign, I think it is highly unlikely that that same individual would be accorded the high privilege of saying mass at the Vatican. It just, to me, I got to tell you, that just doesn't make sense. It would be like Jerry Sandusky being asked to do the speech at Penn State's graduation right before his troubles really went mainstream. It just doesn't add up to me. If somebody is going to resign, you don't want to afford them any prominence at all so as to lessen the blow, if you will, of any subsequent resignation instead of putting somebody in a position of prominence at the Vatican. Now, I might be wrong in my analysis, but again, I might be right in my analysis. My sources are telling me that my instincts on this are good. Maybe my sources are right. Maybe my sources are wrong. I do not know. But which of these stories are you following with the greatest interest? And there's all sorts of side questions I can ask you. And we've done this before. Do you believe that Bishop Malone should resign? And in this question, I am going to enlist the help of those of you who are Roman Catholic, because as I have stated a number of times in previous shows, and we always get new people tuning into the show, I am not a Catholic. So to me, a lot of Catholicism is a mystery, and I don't understand it. I am reading a book, Why We Are Catholic. I'm about halfway through it, so I can better understand the church, the mentality of the church, and how Roman Catholics think. But I'm not the expert on Catholicism. Nonetheless, with respect to myself, I think I've done a pretty decent job in interviews that we have done with the bishop. And I've gotten that from people who want to see him resign, and I've gotten that from people who want to see him stay. So if both sides of the continuum think that that work was noteworthy or laudable, well, then I'm very grateful for that and I'm very humbled by that. There's also the situation that is going on, of course, with Washington and the impeachment inquiry. On a scale, I'm trying to figure out the easiest question to ask you, and I've got it down to this. On a scale of zero, meaning no interest, and 10, meaning it is an all-consuming passion, where is your interest in the impeachment inquiry that is going on and which will be all over every newscast and every cable talk show tonight? And you know the spin to which you are going to be subjected. And if you voted for Donald Trump, it probably isn't going to be to your liking. Now, the phone number, and I've got open lines heading into the 4:30 news, and you know how I operate. I try not to keep you on hold for hours at a time. I think that's rude. If you call in now, I will get to you within the next 15 minutes. 803-0930 is the phone number, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, well, you know what this means.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Caller number 9 at 644-9875, 644-9875. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra Show, Saturday, December 14th, 3:30 p.m. at KeyBank Center. Minimum value $80, courtesy of Metamorphic Concerts. General contest rules apply. And caller number 9 at 644-9875, 644-9875 will win those tickets. So a couple of things on the agenda. To what are you paying most attention? The impeachment inquiry in Washington, or the reports that Bishop Malone is imminently going to resign? Something else, too, about the bishop, and I don't claim to be an expert on the Catholic Church or canon law, but it is my understanding that if a bishop is resigned or is removed from office, there is a specific set of circumstances and a certain set of protocols that canonically must happen. And a leaked report like this is not how something like that would happen. So your guess, frankly, is as good as mine. All right, let's get to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And on a scale of zero, meaning no interest, to 10, all-consuming interest, how closely are you following the impeachment inquiry? We go to Lou in Amherst. Lou, you are on.
Let's say 9 for the impeachment. How about that?
I'm stunned. How you were able to give it your full undivided attention as long as it was on today?
I had to go to work, but I was able to watch the first, you know, first hour and a half, which was most important.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I caught.
Go ahead. Here's the skinny. Because basically what I guess I think like a lawyer, because Ken Starr at the break said exactly what I told my friend before he said it. He said, look at the president during this conversation, whatever went over, a couple of days, whatever, twice he said this is not quid pro quo. But I'm a businessman, and one of his associates said, look, he thinks like a businessman. He wants something out of you. It's not a quid pro quo, but he would like you to do this for him. And he wants you to go on CNN publicly and say you're going to investigate this. And they started that in motion. And at that point, at some point, the money was being tied up, the money was released, and it was all over, and that's where we are. So the thing was, he thinks like a businessman, and that's what the person said to the president, and it's not quid pro quo twice. So Ken Starr said that. That's what I think. And it's just his style of doing things. He probably and what might have happened is he might have realized one of his associates or chief of staff might have said, look, you're getting yourself in trouble here. You better make sure that money's released. He said, oh, you're right. Let's release the money. And the money was released. So this could be high crimes and misdemeanors. I don't know how.
I don't know exactly what crime has been committed. Listening today, maybe I'm just really, really stupid, but I'm trying to figure out the crime that has been committed by President Trump. But look, I'm going to be open-minded on this. I will make no pre-assumptions. I'm going to listen to the evidence as best I can. And I mean the real evidence, not second, third, or fourth-hand information, and form an opinion according to what the facts are.
Alan Dershowitz says, I don't see any law here. I went to the law books. There's nothing here that was illegal. He says, because you think it's illegal, that's not good enough. If you think something illegal, you take it to the Congress and you make it a law. So what he did here, maybe he shouldn't have done, but it's not against the law. If you want to make it against the law in the future, you go to the Congress and you make a law out of it.
How exactly, without trying to put you on the spot, how exactly would that law read? What would be the basic idea of the law?
Well,
I mean, people have been arm-twisting politically for years. Lyndon Johnson was a notorious arm-twister. And of course, let's not forget, the Obama administration involved itself heavily in the Israeli elections trying to get Netanyahu out of power.
Let me just say something else, too, that I want to throw this at you. Mark Levin, he actually talked about five other presidents using a person like Giuliani to help him with foreign affairs. He said, I think it was FDR or someone, and right in the White House had a civilian helping him. I think it was FDR, but he named five presidents who had civilians close to them, helping them do, foreign policy, just as Giuliani is doing. So it's nothing unusual or different than he's done than five other presidents.
Well, I don't know if this was mentioned, but Harry Truman was one of those presidents. One of the reasons the United States was so fast to recognize Israel is because Harry Truman's old friend from Kansas City, his name was Eddie Jacobson, he was Jewish. And he would come to President Truman with tears in his eyes about Israel. And that is one of the reasons why the United States was so quick to recognize the fledgling nation back in 1948.
Yes. So business as usual, nothing illegal here. Politics can really stink at times, but whether anybody should go to jail or lose a position in high office for it.
But, okay, here's the thing. Weren't you kind of expecting a bombshell today? Weren't you expecting almost like a nuclear bombshell to go off that would rock Donald Trump to the point where Donald Trump would be on TV tonight saying, you got me, I quit?
Not in the least. Not in the least.
But we were kind of led to believe that that's what we might be hearing or seeing today.
We were meant to believe that, but I didn't expect it. I've been, especially after listening to Alan Dershowitz a couple of times, who I really respect for his legal mind of the Constitution, constitutional law.
You know, it's really funny because there was a time Alan Dershowitz was not exactly the darling of the right. Over time, Alan Dershowitz is now quoted more by people on the right than by the left. It's an interesting transformation that's taken place.
Yes, and he said he's going to stay a Democrat because he's got to change what's going on in there because he's going way too far to the left. So I'm going to stay a Democrat just to try and change things because it's just crazy what these people are doing and where they're going.
I was thinking about registering as a Democrat just to screw up the primaries. I'm just saying. Thanks very much. I appreciate your call.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 10, How closely do you plan on following the impeachment coverage? Are you basically going to give it as little time as possible? Are you going to become all consumed by it? How much of it did you watch today? How much of it did you watch today? How much did you listen to today? I honestly think that if you heard the opening statements by Nunes and by Adam Schiff, that pretty much was what you needed for today. That seemed to set the entire tone and content of the conversation for today. But look, I think like any other proceeding, I think that you have to be intellectually honest, and I think you have to listen to the whatever evidence is presented, decide the weight of that evidence, decide if the evidence is sufficient to prove that a crime has been committed, a high crime or misdemeanor. Definition of that is a big question mark. And then whether or not there would be a conviction in the Senate. Now, there are some people who are saying that getting a conviction in the Senate, given the state of the Republican Party right now, may actually be possible, that there might be enough turncoat to Republicans to bring that about. I'm not sure if that is the case. Who is it that said that? Michael Savage said that. So how closely are you following the impeachment? And do you believe the story that the Bishop of Buffalo, Richard Malone, is going to resign? Should he resign? And one of the things that I brought up in the conversation we had earlier with Mr. Frnuzic is that in Boston, Massachusetts, there was a groundswell of opposition by priests. There were like 40 priests who signed a letter urging, who was it, Cardinal Law, to step down. And here in Buffalo, not even close to that number have gone public. Like what, three or four have gone public saying that they would sign a letter urging Bishop Malone to step down. So that leads me, as a non-Catholic, to ask the question, exactly how much support does the resignation or purported imminent resignation of Richard Malone have among the priests of the diocese? Because the priests in Boston were more than willing to go, I guess, on the offensive, or I guess a better way to put it would be on the record in their situation. But in Buffalo, it is obviously not that great. The bishop, for his part, is still in Rome, would love to hear from Bishop Malone and settle this thing once and for all as to whether he is imminently going to resign. And if he did, I hope you'll forgive me. I need to take a sip of water again. Sorry about that. But if he did, it would go against what he told us all the last time we talked to him, which was, I believe, back in September. And somebody sent me a text on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. When I was young and dumb, I got on you for constantly repeating yourself. I am sorry. There is no reason to apologize. The reason I repeat myself and the reason a lot of people in the media repeat ourselves is that people do not listen to radio shows typically all 3 hours. That is typically not the case. And we constantly have people who are newly tuning in to the show, and they want to know exactly, you know, what you're talking about, what the topic happens to be. So it does have to be repeated. And yes, the phone numbers have to be repeated ad nauseum, because for as many times as, I put it this way, for as many times as I have listened to some of the national shows, if I were trying to call some of the national shows, I would have to wait for them to give the phone number. Because it's one of those things, if you don't plan on calling, you're not paying attention. And you only pay attention when you have something to say or when you want to call. So on a scale of 0, meaning no interest, to 10, meaning you are consumed by the impeachment inquiry, where are you? Was any mind changed today? Is there anybody listening to the sound of my voice who was pro-Donald Trump heading into day one today who is now beginning to have doubts about President Trump's fitness for office? Contrarily, is there anybody who thought Donald Trump needed to be thrown out of town on a rail? But after today's proceedings, even though it was just one day, you've switched, and now you've got that Trump 2020 bumper sticker on your car. So on a scale of 1 to 10, or actually 0 to 10, how closely do you plan on or will you follow the impeachment inquiry? Do you believe this is a big deal? Is it a tempest in a teapot? Is it a witch hunt? Is it a show trial, as President Trump and some of his supporters have said? And also the whole situation with the Catholic Diocese of Buffalo. Now, let's see. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Rick from Lancaster says, oh, about the repetition. I say it's because some of us have the attention span of gnats. I do not buy that completely. I will tell you why the need for repetition is even more important now than ever. It gets back to something we talked about just the other day, and that is something I cautioned you about with respect to the impeachment inquiry and all of the media. It is because more than any generation before us, we are exposed to more and more and more information, more and more facts, more and more opinions. There is a real issue with information overload. And you can put the word information in air quotes, because some of what we take in on a daily basis is informative. We learn things that we hitherto did not know. Other bits of information we take in are more opinionated in nature. And never in the course of human history have you had so many choices in terms of taking in information. Our ancestors were no smarter than we were, or no more able to absorb stuff than we were. It's just that we, as human beings in 2019, we have so much more to take in and try to absorb. And that is going to be, I don't mean to get off topic here myself, but that is going to be one of the biggest challenges of humanity, I think, in the years to come. And that is the proper management and filing of all of the information that is out there on a regular basis. And, you know, we have talked before about the issue of people not understanding the history of America, people not having a good understanding of what happened before their mothers spat them out of their loins. And again, keep in mind, it is tough enough for you guys, and sometimes for me, it's tough enough to keep up on a day-to-day basis with everything that is going on in the world, from Lake Ontario erosion to brownfield cleanup to climate change to the weather to getting roads paved. It is tough enough to keep up with that stuff that is happening in the here and now, much less introducing a new element of thousands of years of human history. And there comes a point where if you let it, it will overwhelm you. And that's why in this business, it is very wise to restate things on a regular basis and to try to break through the clutter that is out there. But don't underestimate yourself. The world has transformed dramatically, and it's not your fault. It isn't your fault. It is the nature of things. At some point, every cup runs over. And if your cup is running over, don't feel bad about it. It's human. It's only natural.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.